We'd like to begin this program by acknowledging the Noongar people as the traditional owners of these lands and waters that we are coming together to have a yarn. I pay my respects to the elders past, present and emerging. It is our privilege to be on Whadjuk Noongar Boodja. Kaya Wanju, hello and welcome to Yorga's Yarning Show on 100.9 FM and Digital Noongar Radio. You're here with Paulina tonight. Tonight our very special guest is a Miss NAIDOC contestant who won the Doolan Award, Rita Miller. Before we chat to Rita, I'm just going to do a few quick shout outs to my friends and families who listen every Tuesday night to Yorga's Yarning. Hello to Felice, Cleo and Carlos, my nieces and nephew. Thank you guys for listening. I love you very, very much. Thank you to my sisters, Pia and Carol, that live here in Perth, who are always tuning in, and to my sister Romina, who lives in America and also loves to tune into our show. Thank you so much for all your support, to my friends as well who tune in every Tuesday night to listen to Yorga's Yarning. I have one more shout out for a very special lady that I met a few weeks ago, and she just wants to say shout out to Terrell Abraham. Love you, son, and miss you like crazy. Thinking of you, boy, and keep your head up. Also to her Miller mob, Kingsley, Danielson and Alfred, and the rest of the peeps, thinking of yous and love you very much, Auntie Tara. Stay tuned to 100.9 FM and Digital Noongar Radio, because after this song by UB40, Kingston Town, we will be yarning to Rita Miller. Welcome back to Yorga's Yarning on 100.9 FM and Digital Noongar Radio. You're here with Paulina and our very special guest tonight, Rita Miller. Kaya, Rita.
Kaya, how are you?
I'm well, thank you. How are you going?
Good. Happy to be here.
Thank you. We're so happy you're here as well. Thanks for joining us tonight. Rita, I wanted to start by asking you, can you tell us a little bit about where you're from? Tell us where your story begins.
Yes. So I was born and raised on Whadjuk Boodja, Fremantle, but my family do come from the southwest, so Mount Barker, Katanning, Albany, all them areas. I'm a Menangarang Noongar Yorga, so that covers all down south, yeah.
Awesome. And now you're did you say Fremantle? Is that where you live
yes,
as well?
Yes, Fremantle. Yeah? Live and work there, yeah.
Awesome. And never coming up to Perth to live?
No. Comfortable, happy down there, definitely.
Yeah, awesome. And tell us, you recently received the Doolan Award, the Doolan Award.
Yes.
Tell us about that. How did you feel when you received that award?
I was honoured to receive that. I was actually the very first ever recipient to receive the Doolan Award. The Doolan Award was actually brought in this year. So basically, it was named after the co-founder, Aunty Glenda Kickett's mum, who unfortunately recently passed. Doolan done a lot of work in the community. She was an amazing woman, and they actually named that award after her. So I was honoured to receive it. Yeah.
Amazing. And so you said you're the first ever recipient of this award.
Yep.
Awesome. And so what does the award mean? Like, what do you need to do in order to get that award?
So it was basically who showed the most, who was very strong in their culture and engaged in the cultural workshops that we done. We done like bush pharmacy and what the native plants were used and still use to this day. And so it was who showed the most interest in that and most, who was just very culturally strong.
Awesome. And so can you tell us a little bit about those programs? What did you go on country to do that? In order to get that?
Yeah, so we had an elder come in, a Whadjuk elder come in, and she brought all her goodies, so all these native plants, and it was a very hands-on activity. We got down, we done like soaps in the water with native leaves. She showed us what could be done for sore muscles and all of that kind of stuff. So knowledge that's been around for 60,000+ years
and
to be taught it by our elder was just amazing, and I really enjoyed the workshop and took a lot from it. Yeah.
Amazing. How amazing to have these beautiful natural products that you could then use.
Beautiful, yeah.
Wow. And so you were the most...
I was just asking so many questions. We even have had a guest speaker come in. Alira, she was actually one of our mentors also. She just shared a bit of her story and what she's gone through and what she's doing and what her passions are in life. And I got really emotional because I could relate to a lot of what she was saying, and I actually got very emotional during it. So, that was one of the... Yeah, it was just beautiful.
Wow, amazing. So, you know, when you're so connected to something, you can feel that, right? You mm-hmm. feel that in your body, and whether it's happy emotion or sad emotion or excited, you just know that you're connecting with that in a very Definitely. Special way.
Yeah.
How gorgeous. Now, can you tell us, how did you get involved with Miss NAIDOC? Why were you interested in becoming part of that program?
Yeah, so my niece actually participated in the Miss NAIDOC program last year, Tiana Nguyen. She actually
Congratulations.
Was, yeah, she was crowned Miss NAIDOC, and we were all so proud of her. And just hearing her experiences and how many even doors it opened for her just being a part of the program and what she learned, the skills she took away from it. And she was telling me, and I was really interested in it, and I kept seeing, you know, people share it on Facebook, and everyone was saying apply. So I did. I actually applied on a Monday, which is one of my days I do customer service. Mm-hmm. So I answer about 60 phone calls a day, and I was actually applying for it through phone calls.
Yeah.
So, yeah, trying to get it in by the deadline. But I'm very happy I got it in and had the opportunity to be a part of it.
Awesome. Well, that's fantastic. So glad you did get involved with it. It's I didn't really know anything about Miss NAIDOC up until a couple of months ago.
Wow.
So really, really cool that you guys have been able to be part of this fantastic program.
Definitely.
And tell me, why do you think a program such as Miss NAIDOC is so important for Indigenous women?
Yeah, so I think it's very important. Firstly, it's a chance for young Indigenous women to share their stories. So we all do a biography. That's one of the steps in the program. And we end up sharing that to the whole world. So I think that in itself is a great opportunity, because you see so many young kids will be reading it, and, you know, so many people were inspired by my story. And with that, hopefully they get inspired and then they apply for things like that and take every opportunity that they can. So it's very important in that aspect, and it gives their participants the opportunity as well to meet new people, make friendships. I met so many amazing people throughout the program, and yeah.
So awesome. And as you say, it gives people, Indigenous women and young kids, a platform to be on as such a worldwide, which is
yes.
fantastic.
And just showcase what amazing young leaders we have.
Absolutely.
You know,
so. Absolutely. Such as yourself. You're incredible as well. So, yeah, really, so you must be so happy to have been part of this.
So happy.
And yeah. would you encourage others to do so as well?
I've already told my younger yeah. sister. I was like, when you're old enough, you're doing it.
Yeah.
I told all my nieces, all of them, nephews now with Mr.
Yeah.
NAIDOC. I encourage you to apply for it.
Absolutely.
And anyone listening, just, you know, if you're not confident, you don't have to be. It will give you confidence just by participating in the program. Just do it, and you never know what might happen.
Mm. And as I said to you, I mean, I didn't know much about Miss NAIDOC up until a few months ago, and I love when I hear you guys talk about those cultural programs that you have to be a part of. It just,
yeah.
it's such an incredible program. It's not
yeah.
just about, you know, Miss Beauty pageants or anything like that. It's really deep, and it's
That's
that
it.
Beautiful connection that you guys learn in terms of your country and your culture, and yeah, how incredible.
It's so incredible. Amazing.
Very cool. Will you reapply next year? Can you
I
do that?
Wish. I don't think you can.
Oh, okay.
If you can, I will be.
Yeah.
But no, I had my moment. I'm happy with how it all went. So got to give that opportunity to another young Indigenous
yeah.
boy or girl. So.
Yeah. And I can just see, like, I mean, I'm sure people listening can feel your joy when you speak about it. But I'm lucky enough to see your beautiful smile when you speak Thank about you. It and just that passion and joy. So that's so lovely.
Thank you.
And I wanted to ask you, we're about to go into a song break, but is there a particular song that you'd like to request tonight?
Yes. So I wanted to play Kaya Kayana. It's by Fluent. He's a young Noongar man and artist. And it's just, I think the song really goes with a lot of what we're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
So I hope you all enjoy.
Can you tell me a little bit about the song before we go
yes,
into it?
So
yeah,
so it covers a lot on Noongar culture, but
yeah.
just Aboriginal culture in general. It talks a lot about what we used to do before, like colonization
mm-hmm.
and what our culture was all about and all the beautiful things. And yeah.
Awesome. Yeah. So what was the song called again?
Kaya Kayana.
Awesome. All right. I'll play that one for you.
No, thank you.
In this way, may our campfires burn forever.
You're listening to 100.9 FM and Digital Noongar Radio. This is Yorga's Yarning with Paulina and Rita Miller. So, Rita, is there anyone that you wanted to give a shout-out to tonight?
Yes. So, firstly, I'd like to give a shout-out to my partner, Kenneth Quartermain, just for always being there to support me. And just a quick shout-out to my English teacher, Anton, who was my English teacher at Clontarf Aboriginal College. Just wanted to give a shout-out to you for all the support and help you did throughout my schooling.
How awesome. Now, Rita, I don't know if you know this about me, but I'm a teacher, and I would hope that one day one of my students does a shout out to me on the radio. That would be pretty cool. How awesome, though, that you've obviously remembered this teacher for a very important reason. And we will talk about your schooling experience a little bit later on the show, and you can tell me more about your teacher if that's okay.
Yeah.
Awesome. Now, tell me the NAIDOC week theme, get up, stand up, show up. What does that mean to you?
Yeah, so the NAIDOC 2022 theme to me, get up, stand up, show up, it really means instead of sitting around waiting for change to happen or waiting for someone to come and make changes and help our community, we actually have to get up and do that ourselves. So that means, you know, going and showing up to rallies and Black Lives Matter or deaths in custody protest, or whether it's furthering your education so you're put in job roles and places where you can be a voice for your people. So it's really just taking responsibility and being part of the change.
Yeah, awesome. And tell me, there's many issues that unfortunately you see happening in your community. Can you tell me some of those issues that really sort of stand out to you and what you think could be done to sort of prevent these?
So I believe that our biggest issue is poor mental health. You know, that's due to intergenerational trauma, not having access to mental health support, especially in remote communities and within the prison systems. So that's something that we need to make sure that people have access to mental health services. And then we will then see a decrease in incarceration rates, suicide rates, and the removal of First Nations children from their families. So once we start helping people with their mental health, that's when we'll see a decrease in all them other areas.
Absolutely. And you and I were talking a little bit earlier on about how, you know, money unfortunately gets spent by the government in places where it doesn't necessarily need to be, in terms of, we were saying, so much money's been put into the jails, and definitely, should the money be spent somewhere else?
Oh, 100%. It should be spent in, you know, so they're not even getting to that point of being incarcerated. You know, get them at an early age when they're in high school, primary school, you know, start helping them with their mental health and giving them coping mechanisms, teaching them coping mechanisms and giving them mental health support. That way they won't ever reach the point of being incarcerated, you know.
Absolutely. And did you want to talk a little bit about your schooling experience? Because it sounds like, you know, you did have a very good schooling experience.
Yes.
Did you feel that school adequately supported
100%.
Students?
So originally I was going to a just a normal school. It was Safety Bay. So, you know, that's a big school with, like, I'm not too sure the population, but it is huge compared to Clontarf. So I felt like I was kind of getting left behind. I wasn't getting the support I needed with my work, and I just didn't enjoy school. And so I was about to drop out in year 10, and then I made the decision. I told my mum I wanted to go to Clontarf. That was the best decision I ever made. I don't think I would have graduated if I didn't go there. I ended up boarding, and with that I was getting, you know, tutoring after school to help me with my maths just so I could pass my honour, so I could get my graduation certificate. And just the counselling sessions throughout the week with school, and, you know, teachers really genuinely believing in you, like Anton. So
yeah,
he always used to really push for me to do better and keep me on track. And yeah, I couldn't thank that school enough for all the support. And I'm hoping to actually go back there soon and maybe even do a little speech to the kids and, you know, just hopefully inspire them and encourage them to finish school and take every opportunity by the hand. So
yeah, so you could go there as with the, you know, Doolin the award of the Doolin Award and say, look, guys, look.
If I can do it, you
can. Absolutely.
Yeah, 100%.
And what, so in terms of that school, are the teachers Aboriginal? Is there, can you tell us a little bit about how it...
Majority of the teachers are. So not only do we have, like Anton, he was my English teacher, he was Aboriginal. We had support workers that were Aboriginal, counsellors that were Aboriginal, and our principal at one stage was even Aboriginal.
Mm.
So they just understood what kind of environments we may have been coming from. They understood. Yeah. They got us and they cared about us. We weren't just like another number in the school. And they really push to make sure that everyone is graduating at the end of the year with their license as well. So
that's amazing.
It's an amazing school, yeah.
And so I guess this seems quite like an obvious question, I suppose, but do you think it makes a difference for those Aboriginal children to have these positive role models as Aboriginal teachers as well?
100%. You know, and it's even just that school itself is good because it's not only for the Perth region. You get kids from all different remote communities who are actually leaving their country, their home, everything they know, to come down to Perth to get a better education. So not only do they have to have teachers, they have to have hostel parents. You know, you live with them, so they really got to really care about you, and you have to have that good relationship in order for it to work. So and it does work. It's working great, yeah.
And how did you hear about the school?
So I met a friend named Tassima, and she was from Kununurra, and I bumped into her in Perth, and she told me about the school. I never heard about it before. And then she's like, you know, you should come, because I was telling her how I wasn't enjoying school, and that's how I heard about it. I told my mum I wanted to go, and she enrolled me. So
That's so great, because education is so important, isn't it?
Education is key. It's very important, definitely. Yeah.
It's so great that you finished school and here you are, Doolin Award winner. Fantastic. Now, there's a song that you wanted to request tonight, which is also one of my personal favourites. Tell us a little bit about this song that you wanted to request and why it's so important to you.
Yeah, so I wanted to put Changes on by Tupac. I was actually listening to it in the car on the way here. I think everything he says in the song, any Aboriginal First Nations person can relate to. A lot of the issues he addresses in the song, is what we're currently going through at this moment. And he's just an amazing man who, spoke about
the truth.
The truth,
absolutely. And quite, as I said, I love that song as well. And when you listen to it almost, 30 years on,
Gets old.
No, it doesn't. Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, though, some of the things that he's singing about is still so
real.
Still and
happening.
Yeah.
It's crazy. Yeah.
Yeah. But as you said, you know, the theme, get up, stand up, show up, make change. You've got the power to do that and find that voice inside and, you know,
that's
speak
right.
out.
Exactly.
Awesome. So let's listen to our Tupac Changes.
It's Dennis from Belmont. Shout out to all my boys. You're listening to 100.9 FM Digital Noongar Radio.
Welcome back to Yorkers Yarning on 100.9 FM and Digital Noongar Radio. You're here with Paulina and the very lovely Rita Miller. Rita, it's been such a pleasure talking to you tonight.
Thank you. It's been great. I've been having a ball with you.
Awesome. Now, I wanted to ask you, Rita, in your opinion, what makes someone a beautiful person?
Yeah, so to me, some traits that I think make someone beautiful is someone who is strong in who they are and is strong in what they believe in and not scared to stand up for what they believe in. To me, that's very beautiful. Someone who's kind and caring and empathetic, and someone who has been through, I would say, like a lot of maybe pain in their life, but has used that and turned that into motivation to live a good life and succeed. And to me, that's really beautiful. That's what makes someone beautiful to me. Yeah,
amazing. I love that response, and I love that it's not about in your response, in fact, you haven't given any kind of physical traits and how, you know, in a world that we live in today's world, unfortunately, so much of beauty is focused on physical appearance. And so I love your response in how it's just about kind, caring, empathetic people, which mm-hmm. we really do need more of in this world.
I agree.
Can you tell me, what's your advice to some young Yorkers out there who are listening to you tonight and, you know, are worried or focused on physical appearance because of social media effects?
Yeah, I think a lot of women out there, including myself, we tend to always pay attention or look at what we might necessarily not have, or instead of focusing on what we do bring to the table, you know, whether that's intelligence or, you know, whether that's anything, like we're all beautiful in our own way. And yeah.
And I think as you grow up as well, you realise that you meet people and they become more beautiful when you really get to know them and you really get to understand this person is kind and they're caring and they're smart in whatever smart means, you know, because it's not always just book smarts.
No.
It's also about how do they relate to other people?
That's
how do
right.
they relate to themselves as well? You know, that's so important.
Exactly. And I think it goes the other way. You know, you might meet someone who is beautiful, on the outside, and then you get to know them and you're like, oh, maybe you're not so beautiful. So yeah, it's definitely, personality is definitely a big thing. Looks fade, personality doesn't, heart
definitely
doesn't, so yeah,
absolutely. And I think even in terms of social media as well, hopefully more people are gravitating towards, you know, great stories and stories of success and love and kindness, as opposed to where's the coolest place to be,
and
you know, you hope that, or what's the most attractive person on there? Like, you hope that people's attention is taken away from
it's more
that.
Focused.
And,
yeah, I agree.
Yep, definitely. I wanted to ask you: is there a yoga out there that has inspired you or motivated you?
Yeah. So, with me, I'd say, personally, my sister has always motivated me to do better. She's always been
Is that your older sister?
Yeah, she's always been a good role model. I actually have a few older sisters, really, and they're all great role models, and they've all inspired me and motivated me in their own way, and all have a big part in the person I am today. So definitely my siblings, sisters, and then also there's an artist that I probably got into in the last 2 years, and I've just become obsessed with her. I watch her interviews, her document. She doesn't yet have a documentary, but she does have a lot of interviews on her life, and she gets real into her life story and what she's been through. Her name's Barker, and she's from Sydney, I believe, or Queensland. And so she basically lived a life of drugs, and unfortunately she was incarcerated. She lost custody of three of her children, and that was a lot to do with her, you know, childhood trauma and intergenerational trauma, which she speaks about a lot herself, and how all that affected her life and made her do, you know, make some bad choices. But she rose above that. She's excelling in her music career. She got her she won her children back, and now she just tries to motivate other young Indigenous women, and she also speaks up about a lot of issues that are still going on in the community, so I respect her for that also.
And her music tells her story, is that right?
Her music tells her story. She raps a lot about the history too of Australia and the issues we go through and have been through and continue to go through. So she covers that in her music and in all her interviews. I think any chance she gets to speak on it, she does.
So cool. And I'm sure that her music connects with so many, right?
Oh,
it's not
definitely
just her story. It is the story of so many.
Mm-hmm.
And something that you said as well while you were speaking about Barker is that telling her story, do you feel like that brings healing with that? The more you talk about it, the more you share, do you feel like there's some healing in that?
Definitely. Definitely, you know, some people choose to go and see a counsellor and talk about it that way, and that's their way of healing and getting through whatever it is they're going through, and then maybe Barker might choose to do it through music.
Mm. Lots of different ways, isn't there?
There's different ways to do that, so...
Cool. And, I mean, speaking with you tonight, I know for sure that people that are listening to you tonight, you are definitely going to be someone who inspires and motivates so many young people, old people out there who hear your story and hear your passions. And I wanted to ask you, is there any particular advice that you'd like to give to the yogas that are listening to you?
So one of the main things is to just... keep your head up, stay focused, and just keep pushing through whatever it is you're going through. A little saying that Tupac always says is, through every dark night, there's a bright day after that. So no matter what you're going through, there's always going to be a better day. So just keep pushing day by day. Mm-hmm. Keep writing out small goals, long-term goals, and just smash through them. And yeah.
Awesome advice, Rita. Thank you so much. We're going to get into some music now, one of your Barker songs. Did you want to tell us what that's going to be?
Yes, sorry. Are we playing my titters?
Definitely hoping to have found that one for you.
Okay, so...
it's a Barker song for sure.
Yes, definitely. So Barker made a song for my titters. So this song's very inspiring and emotional, and it's really for black women. Yeah, I hope you all enjoy.
Thank you so much.
Hi, I'm Nikki.
And I'm Jani.
And you're listening to Noongar Radio.
You're listening to 100.9 FM and Digital Noongar Radio. You're here tonight with Paulina and the one and only Rita Miller.
Hi, everyone.
Rita, it's been so fantastic speaking to you tonight. We've been very, very lucky for you to join us. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. I've been having an amazing time chatting with you. It's very easy to talk to you, very easy person to talk to, so it's been good.
Thank you. Well, it's been so easy to talk to you too. And I've just, throughout the time that I've shared with you, and I just feel like your energy just fills this room with so much positivity, your big, beautiful smile when you talk about your passions and your community and your journey so far. You really can feel that incredible energy from you. So thank you so much. I wanted to talk to you a little bit about mental health. It's something that you brought up in an earlier segment about how you felt that mental health is an area where you feel like the community needs more attention. So, which, you know, I totally agree with you. And I wanted to ask, is there some things that you do for your own mental health that you feel other people might benefit from?
Yeah, so one of the things I do to maintain like a good mental health, strong mental health, is football. So exercising. I am vice captain for Kubalup's football team, women's football team, and that's a great way to let off stress. So basically I train twice a week and I play a game every weekend, and without a doubt, after every training session, every game, I feel amazing. Mm. Another thing I do is I listen to music. That's like my escape, and, you know, I just put on a song that I can relate to, and it'll make me feel so much better. And I talk to people I trust, whether that's a friend or family member. I always talk to them, or even my counsellor. So just to talk about what's going on in my life. That's ways I deal with my mental health. Yeah.
Awesome. And in terms of your football, has that always been a part of your life? Have you always been a football girl?
No. So I was actually a soccer player up until probably year 12. And then I played a couple games in year 12, but I was never a footballer until 2 years ago. So this is my second year playing football. I picked
and
it
you're
up.
Already the vice captain.
Yeah. Good I don't you. Know. When they said Rita Miller vice captain, I was like, wait, me? But no, I was so honored and proud. And it really does go to show what hard work, consistency and dedication can do, because at the start of this, when I first started playing in 2020, I couldn't even kick a ball straight. So I just remained consistent. And then, now I'm vice captain, and it's just, amazing.
And it's, do you think it's a sport that you'll do now for
I don't see myself playing any other sport. I tried to actually play a game of netball not too long ago, and I remember I played a game of footy on a Saturday, and then I was asked to play a game of netball on a Sunday. I never really played netball, and yeah, it was just fouls left, right, center. You can't touch. And I was like, yeah, no, nah, not for me.
Is there any football players that, you know, inspire you?
Yeah, oh, for sure. Like, I like Willy Rioli just because he plays for Eagles.
Yeah.
But even, you know, the greats, I'm having a mind blank.
I'll do my best to help you, but I'm not very... Oh, Nicky Winmar.
Yes. I adore him. I think what he did was an amazing. And just to have a statue done for something like that after getting put up in the WA Football Wall of Fame. And he's another one that whenever he has the opportunity, he speaks up about issues in his community, and he's forever just, you know, trying to help his community, still giving back, you know. It's amazing.
And I love that you mentioned him, because I actually have taught the children in my classroom about Nicky Winmar.
Oh, good.
And I told them about the statue, and I get so many photos from parents on the weekend saying, we had to come here. My child insisted that we came to look at this statue, and they're so proud to be in front of this statue. And even, I think it was 2 weekends ago, I was watching the Wallabies, and I felt compelled to go and look at the statue as well, and thought, what an incredible man, what he stood for, and that statue represents so much.
Crazy. Yeah, no, so he's definitely one of my idols. I'd say. Just thinking, one of my favourites.
Awesome. Oh, I love the way, you know, he inspired like people like Adam Goods to do the same thing.
Yes, Adam Goods, another one that, they're just all doing amazing. And even the AFL players now who are getting involved in the traditional dances before games and just showcasting their culture to the world, getting involved in doing the designs of jerseys. And it's just, we've come so far. We've still got a long way to go, but it's great to see things like that happening.
And if you haven't already watched the final quarter of the Adam Goods documentary, it's a really good one to watch.
I have to. Yeah. Every time I watch any kind of interview, I just start crying. I get so emotional. Like, yeah, he was put through so much, but he still remained staunch and strong in what he believed in. It's amazing.
Absolutely. And the other thing that you spoke about is music, which I share that passion with you. It's so great, isn't it?
Definitely. Wherever I go, I have earphones in my ears. That is definitely my escape. Lunch break, got my headphones in, music, on the way to work, back from work, in the shower, everywhere. Yeah.
Are you much of a singer as well?
No. I can definitely can't hit a note.
But I bet you still give it a go, right?
I still give it a go. Oh, for sure. Yeah. I'm sure whoever's in their house with me when I'm having a shower singing is probably like, can you shut up, please? Definitely, yeah, music for sure.
Cool. And the other thing that you mentioned as well was speaking to a counsellor, which, you know, it's incredible to find someone that you feel comfortable to speak to. And if you don't have access to one, you mentioned, you know, a friend or a family member or someone that you trust.
Yeah, so I know there's a lot of areas in Australia, like the prison systems and remote communities, where people might not have access to mental health. Mm-hmm. That's when you just have to think of other alternatives, you know, talk to a friend, a family member, or just someone you trust, a work colleague. And even another thing I do, I like being out in nature. I like going to the beach and listening to the waves, and I like being out on country and listening to the animals and the trees, and that in itself is just so therapeutic. So there's always a way. You just have to find one,
Yeah, definitely. And in terms of your work, do you find that also sort of helps in your happiness and your joy in life?
Yeah, definitely. So in my role, I oversee the day-to-day operations at a Aboriginal Cultural Centre. So I've worked there for a while now, and that in itself, I learnt so much that I didn't know about my culture by just working there. So it's teaching me a lot by just working there, but it's also giving us the opportunity to teach the wider community about our culture, whether it's through language, Noongar language, art classes, cultural awareness training, bush tucker, culture walks, anything. We try and teach culture through all them ways.
Mm-hmm.
And it also gives the opportunity for our First Nations facilitators to have a source of income, mm-hmm. you know, and with that, that means they're feeding their families, and it also gives them the opportunity to promote their businesses, because most of them are small businesses.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we just need to have more centres like that, I feel like, around, yeah.
And how great that you get to be a part of that as well.
Oh, amazing. I'm so lucky. So lucky, yeah.
And they're very lucky to have you too, I'm sure.
Thank you.
Rita. That was the other Miss Nadock. You, Rita Miller.
Yes.
Can I ask you, what are some of your passions?
Passions, yeah. So my passions is just to make a better world to live in for my children and all the younger generations. As a black woman, there was a lot I had to go through growing up and even still have to go through to this day. And my passions are to just further my education so I can make changes, so that it is an easier path for mm-hmm. the younger generation to walk in. And yeah,
what a beautiful response. That is, that's so heartfelt and so you know, caring about others, not just yourself and not just your path, but how your choices and change can have that ripple effect for others. So
definitely,
what a beautiful response. Thank you. Can I ask you, Rita, what has motivated you to continue to strive towards a better life for yourself and change?
Yeah, so I try and use my upbringing and a lot of the difficult situations I went through as a child. I try and use that as motivation, and I just try and push myself to just keep going. My family motivate me to do better. I want to do better so that I can be a good role model to my nieces, nephews, and all of that, younger cousins, and that's what motivates me, just being better for my family. So yeah,
so having a difficult beginning, I yeah. suppose, has motivated you to definitely. Want change.
Yeah, definitely. Like growing up in foster care and going through all the things I did go through as a child, definitely motivated me to make changes because I care about all those other kids and I want them to have a better life. So, yeah, it motivates me to get out there and really, really try to just get up, stand up, show up,
yeah,
like the Nadock theme.
Absolutely, yeah. Absolutely. And what a gift it is tonight for you to share your story and, you know, your beginning, and where you've now are and where you will continue to be, for people to hear that and maybe young children to hear that as well and know here is an example of what we can hopefully achieve one day as well.
Exactly. Like if I can do it, you can, you know, you just gotta just keep pushing. Like there's nothing stopping you from achieving what you want to achieve, no matter where you come from. You know, you can do whatever you want to do, be whatever you want to be. So I hope by sharing my story that inspires a few kids and women out there.
Amazing. And there's a song that you'd like to request as well, which...
Yes. So this song is called Love Yours by J. Cole. It's something I like to listen to when I'm feeling a bit down. It just reminds me to appreciate what you have, not rather what you don't have. And you can make a good life out of, you know, whatever you're given. Yeah. So just appreciate what you have.
Awesome. Let's listen to that song now.
J. Cole, Love Yours.
You're listening to 100.9 FM and Digital Noongar Radio. This is Paulina and I've been chatting to the wonderful Rita Miller.
Hello, hello.
Rita, unfortunately, we're coming to the end of our segment tonight. It's been such a pleasure speaking to you and getting to know you. Really appreciate your time. Thank you so much.
It's been amazing. So thank you for having me again.
It's our pleasure. We'll definitely be having you back on the show as well. So just so you know.
I'll hold you to that.
Oh, you're coming back. Yes. Don't you worry. I wanted to ask you, Rita, what advice do you have to Indigenous yogas who might be interested in the Miss NAIDOC program?
Yeah, so I just say just apply. Don't think about it too much. Just apply. Ignore them little voices in your head that tell you that, you know, maybe you're not smart enough or you're not this and that, and you're not, you just can't do it because you can. I did it. So just apply and take the opportunity by two hands. And yeah.
And I hear you've also made some really wonderful friendships out of that, right?
Oh, 100%. I met some amazing women and men who share very similar passions and goals as me and want to help the community just as much as I do. And, yeah, it was just amazing yarning with them, getting to know them, where they come from. Yeah, it was amazing.
Is there anything that you wanted to say to any of the listeners from the Miss NAIDOC? Hopefully they're listening tonight. I'm sure they are. Any appreciation or shout-outs to them that you want to?
Definitely. Firstly, just thank you for the amazing experience and journey. I learned so much, met so many amazing people. And that's including the mentors and the other participants. So many amazing opportunities have come for this, so I couldn't thank yous enough. You know, a lot of them are volunteers, so they don't have to do it, they choose to do it, which makes it even more special because they genuinely care. So thank yous again, and take care, all of yous.
I mean, I had the honour of speaking with Nikki and meeting Jani the last time the ladies were here, and now meeting you, I just think these incredible ladies, incredible people that are coming out of this program, you all have such depth of, you know, knowledge and passion. It's just so wonderful to speak to you guys and get to know you and just feel that. That passion, it's amazing.
Oh, thank you.
So I wanted to ask you, what is next for Rita Miller? What's your hopes? What do you hope to achieve?
Yeah, so long-term, short-term goals, I want to go study. I would love to go and study law. Mm-hmm. I'm hoping to get a job or even volunteer in areas with kids. I'm looking forward to working with kids. I do that already in my work role, and I've been trying to get involved with a lot more activities outside of work as well. So yeah, that's something coming up for me, and I'm hoping to maybe buy my first house in the next 3 years.
Awesome.
So that's a goal. That's one of my big goals, but yeah.
Amazing. I think you are a true example of, you know, you put your mind to something, you overcome your challenges, and you're one of those people that just does it, which is awesome. So I reckon that the next time we speak to you, you'll be enrolled in uni or you'll be doing some amazing things. And I hope all the very, very best for you.
Thank you. Thank you so much. And I hope, I know you told me you were maybe thinking about going to uni, so maybe next time when we chat you might be
absolutely I feel inspired by you. I'm gonna have to now. I was hoping you might have forgotten that.
No,
I said that.
Yeah, I remember everything.
Well, yeah, hopefully the next time we chat I'll be at uni, you'll be at uni. Yes. And we'll be able to share some uni stories,
hopefully. Yes.
Thank you so much, Rita, again for making time to join us on Yorga's Yarning. It has been such a pleasure yarning with you, and you know that you're welcome back here anytime.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
I'm sure that the listeners out there have gained so much from hearing your story and for sharing your story with us. It was really a beautiful gift. So thank you so much.
Oh, thank you.
Good night, everyone. Budawan.
Hey, it's Sky. You're listening to 100.9 FM and Digital Noongar Radio.